This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has canceled peace talks with Afghanistan's Taliban leaders after the insurgent group claimed responsibility for an attack in Kabul that killed an American soldier and 11 other people. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the Taliban overreached with Thursday's car bomb attack.
When we saw this action, when we were closing in on a solution and closing in on opportunity for the president to actually meet with the decision makers that can actually deliver that reconciliation and peace to the Afghan people, President Trump said, that's enough. We're not going to do that. We're not going to reward that behavior.
He says peace talks are over for now.
I hope it's the case that the Taliban will change their behavior, will recommit to the things that we've been talking to them about for months. In the end, this will be resolved through a series of conversations. I hope the Taliban will agree to meet with the Afghan government.
Negotiators for the U.S. and Taliban have held nearly a year of peace talks. Hurricane Dorian has brought its hurricane-force winds to far eastern Canada on Sunday, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. Dorian hit near the city of Halifax, ripping roofs off apartment buildings, toppling a huge construction crane, and uprooting trees. There were no reported deaths in Canada, though the storm was blamed for at least 49 elsewhere along its path. Meanwhile, in the Bahamas, the search for survivors continues. Keisha Sanatis feels lucky to be alive.
It's really bad because when my home collapsed and I felt like I almost died, you know, because a lot of people died and I thought I was going to be one of them. And we just started praying and everything, and then we survived.
Dorian was a Category 5 storm when it hit the Bahamas, creating a path of death and destruction, leaving an estimated 70,000 people in need of immediate humanitarian relief. This is VOA News.